Around 40% of people at the Televerde corporate office are ex-prisoners. Some released on Friday start work there the next Monday. One former inmate, Michelle Sirocco, who has been with the company for 21 years, has held high executive positions in charge of marketing and corporate social responsibility. Not everyone who worked for Televerde while inside will find a job at headquarters when they leave, but the skills they learn are still useful. A study by Arizona State University shows that 94% of ex-Televerde workers have jobs after 5 years, earning 3.7 times the average wage for former convicts. In Ohio, Dan Mayer runs Nehemiah Manufacturing, which was created 10 years ago specifically to hire what he calls second-chance citizens. Not just prisoners, but people with a history of drug and alcohol abuse, and those from homeless shelters. The company licenses small brands from multinationals, such as Pampers Can Do, a line of products for toddlers. It employs 180 people, of whom 130 are in the second-chance category. Mr. Mayer found that getting a job is not the only challenge for those released from prison. They also need help with housing and childcare, which is why Nehemiah has employed 3 social workers. New staff are initially hired for 3 to 6 months, and around 30 to 40% drop out in that period. But once they are hired full-time, the turnover rate is only 15%, which he says is low by industry standards. Many of the workers have drug-related problems, and the company operates random drug testing. If employees fail a test, they are offered rehab. Nehemiah cannot employ all of Ohio's second chances, so Mr. Mayer created the Beacon of Hope Business Alliance. In total, the alliance has 80 members, including Kroger, a supermarket chain. Collectively, they have hired 600 vulnerable people. Writing individuals off for life is not just callous. It also is economically inefficient. Society will be better if more jailbirds find jobs, be they those released early because of COVID-19 or those still serving time.